What's your go-to chocolate bar, or if you're American, which you are, I guess you guys call it a candy bar?
Snickers, absolutely. You can't go wrong.
Like yeah. Yeah, I think it's just a solid choice. Like, you're not going out on a limb with the Snickers, but you know you're going to be satisfied.
Absolutely.
I think that whatever we do on today's edition of Tim and Sid, we're not going to surpass the Twitter debate on which chocolate bar is the best. So I might as well go on and talk baseball with you. you made it through your first non-waiver trade deadline with the big club. Happy to still be a Jay?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, going into something like that, you never know what's going to happen, and that's really something you can't really control. So you just kind of wait it out and see what happens. And yeah, absolutely, I'm happy I'm still here and just trying to help this team win in any way I possibly can.
I can't imagine what it would be like. I heard your name more than Drake at the ESPYs. Is it stressful to be in the moment of that and know that your name's kind of being thrown around?
I mean, it's just one of those things where you try not to even think about it. I know in 2012 when I was in Lansing, I kind of got caught up into that. You know, my name was being thrown around a lot, and I think that affected how I played on the field. So that was kind of a learning lesson for me. So now that it kind of comes up all the time, I just try not to even get involved with that. And if it happens, it happens, and they'll let me know if it happens. But, I mean, I just try to stay away from that kind of stuff and just go about my business.
Did management say anything to you before the deadline?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. So you just turn it into a spa day and just try and relax and woosah your way through it?
I wouldn't necessarily say a spa day, but it's more about getting out there and, you know, just working out and running and doing things that, you know, I would do on a normal daily basis, you know, not sitting there.
Does it become like a no-hitter where no one talks to you, or did any of even like the veterans come over and, you know, try and give you an idea of what it could be like at this spot?
No, I don't even think going into the trade deadline, we really even talked about it much in the clubhouse. I think it was just, you know, it's one of those things that happens, and it's kind of just wait and see type deal. And if it happens, it does. If it doesn't, then it doesn't.
The 2-0 Aaron Sanchez joining us here on Tim and Sid. All right, let's talk about on the field. A lot of folks been impressed with the start to your big league career. How would you rate the first 6 1/3 of your time in the show?
it's been awesome. I mean, I couldn't play it out any better. You know, my start in New York, you know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't, you know, obviously the way I'd like it after, you know, them going and getting a run in the seventh and I, you know, trying to shut that in down in the eighth. But we came out with a W, and that's what matters now, you know, just to get as many wins as we possibly can, especially in the hunt that we're in. So it's been a blast.
Your four appearances have come at some pretty interesting spots. Your debut, one-run game, first three batters, Pedroia, Poppy, and Napoli. Game two, Yankee Stadium, tight game. Game three, you're at Fenway Park, tight game. Last night, at any time, are you thinking, like, what the hell? Can I get two innings of work in a 9-2 game in Kansas City?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is why you're here. And for me, that's the kind of situations I live for. I mean, I was the first night I got called up, we were winning like 7-2, and I could have easily gotten to that ball game. But I think it's more special, you know, to go into the game, one-run game like that, and have the success I had. It was just a lot more fun that way for me.
Aaron Sanchez joining us here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet Radio Network. Does management's confidence in John Gibbons and Pete Walker's confidence in you to throw you into that spot give you confidence?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, you know, when you're called upon in a situation like that and they have confidence in you, I mean, you go out there with a lot more confidence too. So it's all worked out, and it just so happened to be that I've been in those situations coming into the game, and it's just been a lot of fun going out there competing with some of the best players in the world.
I grew up playing sports at nowhere near the level that you've achieved in your career, but I often try and put myself in someone's shoes. And if I were in your shoes, I probably would be staring at my ESPN stat page right now. Have you looked at your stats?
No.
No?
I don't. I try to stay away from that stuff. I mean, in the minor leagues, you can get so caught up in all that kind of stuff. And for me, it got to a point where I got away from that. I try not to read stuff. I try not to look at stuff. I just go about my daily business and just try to get better on a daily basis here.
It sounds like you learned a lot from your limited time in the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. With, you know, being able to go to spring training, you know, before I came and joined the club here, that helped out. I think that helped out a lot. And just being around the coaches and the guys in this organization has been a real blessing for me.
So you go to your first big league spring training. What struck you the most about being there with the big club?
I guess just the names. I mean, you see Derek Jeter in the dugout across from you, and you see Carlos Beltran, and you see guys that you've watched growing up, and now you're pitching against them. I think that was the biggest thing. But once you go out there and that kind of goes out of the way, and you know you belong, it just goes back to the game that you love to play and what you've done your whole life.
Did you learn something specific from anyone in camp that you're applying right now?
I think it was a mixture of everybody.
Yeah.
I kind of just picked the brains of some of the people. You know, my being my first spring training and being so young, not really people knowing who I am. I didn't do much of any sort of talking. You know, just kind of sitting back and watching how these guys go about their business. So I don't think that there's one particular thing that I'm doing now. I think the questions that I had for those guys and the answers they've given me, I've kind of applied them from everybody. You know, it's not just been one particular guy. Everybody's that had a chance to talk to me and give me information, I've kind of applied it that way.
Aaron Sanchez talking to us here on Tim and Sid. What do you think you have to do to be better?
I'm just continuing to do what I'm doing. I mean, it's a little bit different, you know, coming out of the pen than a starter. I don't get that many reps off the mound, so it's just about finding the right time to get reps off the mound before I get in the game and just stay sharp.
Would you like to get a chance to start in the show this year?
If I don't, I mean, I'm here to help this team win. And if that means me staying in the bullpen, and that's what it means. And if it means next year I get a chance to start, then that's what it is. So be it. But, you know, while I'm here, I'm trying to do as much as I can to help this team win.
How hard has the adjustment been to the bullpen for you?
It honestly hasn't been that hard.
Really?
You know, I got a couple tastes down in the minor leagues before I got called up, and my body responded well, you know, to throwing out of the pen and the soreness. Obviously you get the same normal soreness that you would as a starter, but being able to bounce back like I have out of the bullpen, it's actually been an easy transition for me.
We talked to your guy Marcus Stroman a couple weeks back while you were still in Buffalo, and he was raving about what he saw in you. Are you surprised at what Marcus has done in the bigs?
Absolutely not. I mean, I've seen this guy and I've seen how hard he works and I've seen what he's done, and he's been doubted his whole life as a starter. And just for him to go out there and do what he's doing, I think that is awesome for him, you know, just to have the success he's had. I mean, I wasn't surprised when I seen him do what he did against Boston, you know, back-to-back starts, and what he's done, you know, the time he's been up here as a starter. It's been unbelievable to watch, and it's going to continue for him.